Council's helping hand. Local government plays a vital role in supporting communities to recover after a disaster. Since the fires broke out, Council has deployed many staff from across the organisation to work in the response, relief and recovery phases. But there's still a long way to go, so we've appointed 3 full-time bushfire recovery officers funded by the federal government's disaster recovery funding arrangements for a 12-month period. Here are just some of the ways we've provided financial and practical support. Advocating strongly to other levels of government for funding and services. Ongoing contact with affected residents to check on their welfare, connect them with services and assistance, and to obtain bank account details for relief funding. Coordinating the Bushfire Recovery Centre in partnership with community groups. Clearing fallen and dangerous trees from roadsides and clearing roadside drains. Assessing and clearing dangerous trees on private property. Organising and providing free rinses and refills of water tanks. Comprehensive impact assessment of the fire zone. Special hard waste collection for fire-affected area. Replacing burnt road signs. Hosting an information night on coping with trauma delivered by a trauma expert. Coordinating agencies and organisations involved in the recovery to attend community meetings and host information sessions. Ongoing communication and coordination of volunteers. Advice on removing asbestos and other hazardous waste. Waiving permit, demolition and document fees to replace fire-damaged structures and fast-tracking applications. It's not too late to donate. Thanks to a fundraising partnership between the Casey Cardinia Foundation and the Gippsland Emergency Relief Fund, about $170,000 has been distributed to 75 households with building losses in Cardinia Shire. To everyone who has donated so far, thank you. You can still donate at www.everydayhero.com.au/event/bunyip/fire-relief.